Hello, and welcome to Seikahan. Today, the death of novelist Keigo Higashino and what it puts in front of all of us, how colon cancer screening actually works. We start with the death of a writer read all over the world. Keigo Higashino, one of Japan's most celebrated mystery novelists, died in the early hours of July 23rd at age 68. His publisher, Kodansha, announced the news on July 27th and disclosed the cause of death. Colon cancer. He wrote 106 books, published in 41 countries and regions. The news was breaking headlines in China, Taiwan, and South Korea, and tributes crossed borders within hours. The cancer named in the announcement is, in Japan, the most commonly diagnosed cancer of all. And yet, in its early stages, it is almost impossible to notice on your own. So today, we have three questions. First, why is the most common cancer so hard to notice? Second, what separates a 90% survival rate from 17%? And third, screening is designed as a relay, so where does that relay break down? Let's start with the writer himself and 40 years at the top of Japanese crime fiction. Higashino spent 40 years on the front line of Japanese mystery writing. In 1985, while working as an engineer, he won the Edogawa Rampo Prize, Japan's premier award for debut crime fiction, with After School. In 2006, The Devotion of Suspect X won the Naoki Prize, one of Japan's two most prestigious literary awards. That novel traveled well beyond Japan. In 2012, its English translation was a finalist for the Edgar Award for Best Novel, recognition in the home of the modern mystery. And in 2023, he received the Kikuchi-kan Prize and Japan's Medal of Honor with Purple Ribbon. The reaction to his death was global. In China, state media broke the news, and it briefly became the top trending topic on the social platform Weibo. Taiwanese and South Korean media reported it as breaking news, calling him a master of the Japanese mystery. Behind that reach lied decades of translations and film adaptations. The Devotion of Suspect X was even remade as a movie in China. His final novel is scheduled for publication in Japan on August 5th. Now we turn to the disease named in the announcement, colon cancer. First, let's get a picture of this disease. According to Japan's National Cancer Center, about 150,000 people are diagnosed with colorectal cancer every year, more than any other cancer. It kills more than 50,000 people a year, second only to lung cancer. Among Japanese women, it is the number one cause of cancer death. And yet, in its early stages, you almost never notice it yourself. The obvious warning signs, like blood in the stool, tend to appear only after the cancer has already advanced. So how much does the stage at discovery matter? This is the single most important number today. Japan's National Cancer Registry compares 5-year survival rates by stage. On one side, cancer found while still localized, confined to where it started. On the other, cancer found after spreading to distant organs. Caught early, 5-year survival is 90.8%. Caught after it has spread, 17.2%. 9 in 10 people, or fewer than 2 in 10. Same disease, same name. What differs is when it was found. But remember, the early stage is exactly when there are no symptoms. If you wait until you feel something, you are far more likely to land on the wrong side of that gap. That is precisely why screening exists, to find it before you feel anything. So how does screening work? In Japan, the entrance is a fecal-occult blood test. It checks your stool for tiny traces of blood, invisible to the eye. Under national guidelines, municipal screening covers everyone aged 40 and up, once a year in principle. You collect samples at home over 2 days and hand in the kit. That's the whole test. The result comes back one of two ways, negative or follow-up needed. And here is the crucial point. A positive result is not a cancer diagnosis. It simply means this is worth checking properly with a colonoscopy. The stool test alone doesn't complete the system. Screening only works when people with a positive result go on to the colonoscopy. Think of it as a relay race with two runners. And in Japan, that relay breaks down in two places. First, at the starting line. Many people never get screened at all. Participation is 49.1% among men, 42.8% among women, roughly half. Second, at the handover, people who test positive but never take the follow-up exam. According to the National Cancer Center, only 71.5% of positive cases go on to the colonoscopy. In other words, about 3 in 10 people get a warning sign from screening and stop right there. How does this compare internationally? In 2021, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force lowered the recommended starting age for colorectal screening from 50 to 45. The driver was a clear trend: colorectal cancer rising among Americans in their 40s. The direction is the same everywhere: reach people earlier, before symptoms. But the two systems aren't directly comparable. Japan starts at 40 with the stool test at the center. The U.S. starts at 45 and lets you choose among several methods, including colonoscopy first. Now, how Reddit reacted. Threads went up on r/books and r/Japan, and the tone was grief. Personal grief. It feels like losing a friend. It's hard to explain to people why this hurts so much. Others wrote, "One of my favorite authors. I learned Japanese reading his novels. 68 is too young these days. The man gave us 106 books." Readers who knew him in Korean, in Chinese, in English, the morning crossed languages, just like the books did. And mixed in with the grief, something else appeared: screening stories. One resident of Japan wrote, "My stool test came back positive. The colonoscopy found 2 polyps, and they were removed. I've gone back every 3 years since. If peace of mind is for sale, it's worth every penny." Another comment, sitting right next to the tributes, was simply, "Everyone, please get your colon checked." So how should we think about the value of screening? That's where we go next. First point of analysis: how experts actually judge a screening program. Finding cancer early sounds self-evidently good. But specialists do not measure screening by how many cancers it catches early. Here's why. The earlier you find a cancer, the longer the patient appears to survive after diagnosis, even if nothing about the outcome actually changed. The clock just started earlier. So the real test is different. In a population that gets screened, do fewer people actually die of the disease? And the stool test passes that test. Trials have shown it genuinely reduces deaths from colorectal cancer. That evidence is why this cheap, simple test sits at the entrance of national screening programs. Second point, those 3 in 10 people who test positive and never follow up. We can't pin down a single reason, but one likely factor is fear, hearing positive as if it were a verdict. So here is a number that puts the fear at the right distance. By the National Cancer Center's estimate, it takes about 13 colonoscopies to find 1 colorectal cancer. In other words, of the people who test positive, roughly 1 in 13 turns out to have cancer. A positive result is not a verdict. It's a signal that says, this is worth confirming. And if the colonoscopy finds nothing, what you walk away with is peace of mind. Third point, and this matters, screening is not a case of the more, the better. The stool test misses some cancers. About 16% of people who do have cancer will test negative. That's why a negative result doesn't mean you're safe for years. The design assumes you repeat it annually, tightening the net. On the flip side, most people who test positive turn out not to have cancer. The anxiety and the burden of the follow-up exam in the meantime are real costs. The colonoscopy itself carries a small risk of complications, like bleeding. Japan's national guidelines list these downsides explicitly: false negatives, false positives, overdiagnosis, and design the program around them. A cheap, low-burden test casts a wide net. Only those with a signal move on to the invasive exam. The whole system is a deliberate balance of benefit and burden. Time to wrap up. When and at what stage Higashino was diagnosed was never made public. So we cannot and should not speculate about what was possible in his case. Everything in this video has been about statistics and systems. And what those statistics show is this: colon cancer clashes with our most natural habit, acting only when something feels wrong. In the early stages, nothing feels wrong. So waiting for symptoms means, for some people, waiting too long. That is exactly why screening is designed for people who feel perfectly fine. If a screening invitation or a test kit reaches you, remember, it belongs to the symptom-free side of your life, one of the few entrances placed there on purpose. And if it ever comes back positive, it is a signal to confirm, not a verdict. The data and the original article are linked in the description. If this video was useful, a like and a subscribe help the channel a great deal. Thank you for watching.